Would you want to be one of the heroes in your favorite story? With Ollie, it's possible. Ollie will create a personalized story just for you. How cool is that? Together with your parents, visit meetollie.com to explore more.
A group of kindergarten kids was playing in the yard of Sam's house. They were playing tag, and the kids were running around and yelling. It was a very hot day, and the kids were getting tired. One of the kids suggested, "We should make a snack." All of them said, "Yeah." The kids went inside and asked Sam's mom what they could make. Sam's mom said, "How about some chocolate milkshakes?" The kids said, "Yay." Sam thought that was a great idea. He ran to get an extra glass from the cupboard because he knew that his mom would want some milkshake too. The kids the chocolate milkshake with the help of Sam's mom, and then they all sat down at the table enjoying the treat. At this moment, Sam saw something big in the sky. It was a big bird with a red head. He watched it fly past his yard, and then he saw another one. He told his friends, "Look." The kids all looked up through the window. They said, "Wow." One of them said, "It's a turkey vulture." Another kid said, "Yeah, they eat dead animals." Sam watched the turkey vultures fly across the sky. He felt bad for them, because they had to eat dead animals, while he and his friends could have a chocolate milkshakes. The next day, Sam was outside playing with his friends again. Suddenly, a big turkey vulture landed in a tree nearby. The kids watched it as it sat in the tree. It seemed that it looked at them, and then it flew away. Sam's dad saw that there was a dead squirrel right near where the kids had been playing. He knew that a turkey vulture must have dropped it there after eating it. Sam thought that it is sad that the turkey vultures have to eat dead animals. I hope that one day they will find food that is not so gross, and he decided to help them. Sam asked his dad if he could drive him around looking for turkey vultures. His dad said yes, so they drove around town looking for the birds with the red feathers. Sam also packed some chocolate milkshake his mom made him. Sam had seen the birds near some woods, so they drove into the woods and looked for them there. They saw lots of trees, but no red birds. A little further into the woods, Sam found a clearing in the trees with lots of grass and flowers around it. There were also some big rocks in the clearing too. There was something moving on the ground in front of one of those rocks. Sam got out of the car and went to see what was moving on the ground. It was a tiny bird. It had gotten tangled in some linen yarn. Sam had seen yarn like that at home before, but he didn't know where it had come from. The tiny bird struggled even harder to get away from Sam when he tried to untangle him from the yarn. Sam told him not to be scared because he was here to help. Sam ran back to the car and got his scissors out of his toolbox in the back seat. Then he went back over by where he had found the tiny bird and cut all around him until there were no more pieces of yarn attached to him. The little bird flew to a big tree right away after being freed from it. Only then Sam saw a big turkey vulture sitting on the branch of that tree. Ah, the little bird entangled in the yarn was a turkey vulture's baby. Sam put the chocolate milkshake he brought under the tree, and then shouted to the birds, "Try this, it's better than dead animals." On the way home, Sam told his dad that it felt good to be able to help the little bird. He hoped that the little bird liked his mother's chocolate milkshake as much as he did.